being gone 11 years, you adapt and you overcome to the environment that you're in. At first, you kind of like you're down in the dumps, you know, you don't really know what to do. But then after so many years, it's kind of just the way of living. You live that way, you do certain things. But even like in prison, I never lost focus of what life was like outside of prison. You know, I was young, and but I still knew what it took to make it and to have a good life. And for me, I never gave up, because once you give up, then you got beat. You know, you don't want to get beat. You want to continuously fight for something that you know is right. I'm still going to be in prison, but I'm not going to stop fighting for what I believe in and what I know is to be true. And then I got out and I didn't lose focus of that. I'm a carpenter at heart. I love any carpentry. And my skill is I can build anything out of nothing. I can just visualize things and make it. So my biggest mindset in life now is like, be the best that I can be, do everything that I possibly can do so I can start making a future. I love it. I'm back in the construction industry. I'm back in doing what I love to do. It took a little time, but I got it. You know, that's the biggest thing that I wanted, was to get out, succeed, get a good job, good money, and have the things that I want and take care of the things that I need to take care of. That's a dream for me. I've always been like this. I mean, if I gave you 10 people to talk to that knew me when I was a kid, they would tell you the same thing. I've never changed once. I've never had any reason to be any different than I ever was. Everybody who sees me out today, they're like, "Oh, you haven't changed a bit, you know?" Or, "Man, how are you so happy every day?" And I'm like, "I'm happy because I'm home." You know, that's why I'm happy. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and think about, you know, those years in prison. I mean, sure, it lives with me. It's gonna be with me for the rest of my life, but it's not about that. It's about what I'm doing now that reflects the person that I'm gonna be. Even the system. I'm not mad at the system. If I walked down the street and I seen the prosecutor today, I'd tell him, "Hi, how you doing?" And 9 times out of 10, the man will probably look at me and ask me how I'm doing. You know? But to me, inside, I wouldn't feel hatred towards that person. I would feel like, you know what? Now you know. Now you know the truth. I bet you feel like shit. There is people out there that will help you. There is people that believe in us. There is people that will do what they have to do to help you and get the truth. The West Virginia Innocence Project, what they're doing is remarkable. You know, me personally, I'm grateful for them wanting to even consider helping someone that society thinks is scum. And I tell all them all every single time I talk to them how grateful I am that they helped me.